Photos, three illegal migrants charged in $5 million San Diego drug bust. By Amy Furr on June 6, 2025. Three illegal migrants were arrested on Monday after being accused of transporting nearly 8,000 pounds of methamphetamine in vehicles in San Diego County, California. San Diego County Sheriff's Office, SDCSO, detectives and U.S. Border Patrol agents were performing a joint narcotics investigation in the South Bay area when they noticed three vehicles being loaded as they sat in a parking lot on Otay Mesa Road, Fox News reported on Friday. Two drivers of the vehicles went toward a motel in San Ysidro and the third traveled to a motel in Chula Vista. The SDCSO said the three suspects driving those vehicles were detained. Not long after, authorities found 61 bundles of suspected methamphetamine inside those vehicles. Images show the huge bundles of suspected drugs, which were reportedly worth over $5 million, on pallets behind the vehicles. The three suspects arrested and charged in the case were identified as Eric Arriola, Baltazar Rodriguez Reyes, and Eugenio Leizama, per the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of California. They were charged with conspiring to distribute the nearly 4 tons of drugs. The office's news release stated, "It was one of the biggest seizures of methamphetamine in 2025 in the Southern District of California, and the most significant so far by the new Homeland Security Task Force San Diego, which was recently established by the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security at the request of President Trump." Among other goals, the task force was created to identify and target for prosecution transnational criminal organizations engaged in drug trafficking, money laundering, weapons trafficking, human trafficking and smuggling, homicide, extortion, and kidnapping. The office also said, Arriola, of El Salvador, was present in the United States despite being a felon convicted of DUI, battery of a spouse, and false imprisonment. Rodriguez Reyes and Leizama are Mexican nationals. The news comes after the crew of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter James seized approximately 48,000 pounds of illicit narcotics in April, with an estimated value of over $509 million at Port Everglades, Florida. The offloaded contraband, a result of 13 offshore interdictions in international waters, will involve 11 separate criminal cases, Breitbart News reported. Days later, Attorney General Pam Bondi said President Donald Trump's administration had seized over 22 million fentanyl-laced pills during the president's first 100 days in office. "Today is Fentanyl Awareness Day," Bondi wrote on Tuesday. "In President Trump's first 100 days, we've seized over 22 million fentanyl-laced pills, saving over 119 million lives. We are fighting relentlessly for the families of loved ones lost, for those whose lives are at risk, and for the soul of our nation. We will not rest until this poison is off our streets and those peddling it are behind bars," she continued, sharing a clip of her visit to a Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, HQ forensic lab. The report cited U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, data showing overdose deaths the leading cause of death for Americans between 18 and 44, and it noted that the precursor chemicals traced typically come from China while the pills are largely made below the southern border. In a statement following the recent arrests of the three illegals, FBI San Diego Acting Special Agent in Charge Houghton Mashrifi said, "When we combine our unique capabilities, authorities, strengths, and assets, we create a unified response to the expansive cartel threat. FBI San Diego will continue to collaborate with our law enforcement partners to reduce the growing epidemic of drug trafficking and violence in our community."